I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, American citizen and missionary pilot Kevin Rideout was abducted by armed men in the capital of Niger. Rideout works with the Evangelical Missions Agency called Serving in Mission. Here's Ilya Jadi, who serves with Open Doors International as a senior analyst for Africa.
So far, no group has claimed the kidnapping.
But there are ways to make an educated guess. Niger, along with neighboring countries, is experiencing rising Islamic insurgency. Authorities believe Rideout's kidnappers took him toward western Niger,
which is the area where an Al-Qaeda affiliate is mainly active.
Ask God for a miraculous release, but also for endurance and faithfulness for Rideout as he faces unimaginable circumstances. Learn more about the challenges the church in Niger endures today in the full report online. And the Middle East may come to mind when you hear the term persecuted Christians. Mission India's Raina Miller says India is a persecution hotspot, too.
It's definitely a very bold and courageous thing to follow Jesus in India. So just over a decade ago, Open Doors ranked India as number 32 on its list of the 50 most persecuted nations. And now India is all the way up at number 11.
Millions of people have never heard the name of Jesus and have no access to a Bible or church. Those who do follow Jesus risk everything for him. Mission India's new devotional will introduce you to the faces behind these facts.
It's a 7-day devotional starting on October 27, going through November 2nd, which is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
Get yours at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.